your football team is really good at big plays, long passes. You've certainly got the kids that can take the ball home on the running game. What about your grind-it-out type of drive? Do you do a lot of that? Has that been the big plays get in the way, keeping you from doing those long drives? I mean, it's nice to wear a team down a little bit, too.
Yeah, we've seen a great improvement, I think, throughout this year. You know, we came out the second half of the BDS game, and then kind of from there something started to click where we were able to sustain some drives and, you know, kind of kill some clock when we had the lead. And that's something I've been really happy with, the progress that we've made this year. We, you know, we have really good linemen up front, and it's nice to be able to lean on them in that kind of that second half and sustained drives.
And the other thing we've talked about a little bit is depth. You guys have built depth all year without letting too many cats out of the bag. You've got some kids that are dinged up, so that depth could play a part as we go through today and hopefully on into the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. That's been to our advantage all season. You know, we have guys that are capable of filling in, and probably a lot of these guys would be, you know, playing a significant amount for other teams, and we have that luxury of, you know, getting them reps, and they've done a nice job all season, and we trust them to get out there and do their job, and, you know, they've taken their reps in practice, and when it comes to game time, they've done their job. They've done a great job all year long, and we're very fortunate to have them.
It's true in every game, but especially the postseason. I think the best thing you can have on a football team is a terrific defense. Your kids have been outstanding. They just don't let the other team score very much.
Yeah, they've played really well. You know, we've allowed a couple big plays, but when your kids are disappointed with giving up 6 or 8 points in a game, it kind of tells you they're in the right mindset, you know, kind of that competitive nature, and they've done a terrific job. They play really well together. Our defensive coordinator's done a great job game planning every week, and, you know, things have gone really well for us on that end.
Coach, we'll finish up with this. Give me a couple of keys if things are going well for the Eagles today.
Yeah, controlling the line of scrimmage. You know, we talked about being able to run the ball and kind of being able to stop their power run game. So if things are going well for us, we're controlling the line of scrimmage, and you know, and I think special teams this time of year always comes into play. You know, a blocked punt or, you know, a good kick return or something can always shift the momentum of a game. So we'll focus on those two things this week.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck this afternoon.
All right, thank you, John.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with a look at the starting lineups, then the kickoff as Johnson Brock hosts Anselma Myrna in the second round of the D2 football playoffs coming up on Sunny 101.3 after this 2-minute break.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 a daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
This afternoon's broadcast, and once again, very, very pleased to have alongside us Blaine Evans. Blaine, good afternoon.
Hey, Randy, grateful to be here today.
Appreciate your support for the broadcast here. Blaine, of course, is your State Farm agent in Auburn and Tecumseh. That's when he's not broadcasting football games here on Sunny. Keeps you busy all the time, doesn't it, my friend? Let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, the offensive starters for the Anselmo Myrna Coyotes. The Myrna Coyotes, they are 5-4 on the season. They'll be starting at center, Tate Thornton. Thornton, a 215-pound senior. At the left guard is Jaden Wells, 160 pounds and a senior. At the right guard is Drake Doss. Doss, 180 and a sophomore. The ends for the Coyotes on the right side, Owen Cantrell. Cantrell, 155-pound senior. At the left end, the tight end is Colin Cooksley. Cooksley, 175 and a senior. At quarterback, Quentin Myers, a 210-pound senior. At the running back is Josiah Griffith, 140 and a junior. The other running back is Tice Porter. He's a senior at 170. The Coyotes are coached by Coach Troy Gilligan. And again, they are 5-4 on the season. Lane, let's take a look at those offensive starters for Johnson Brock.
All right, Randy, the Eagles come in at 9-0. Number one, Isaac Brook. He's a senior. He'll be at wide receiver on the left side. Leighton Barron's a senior. He'll be at your left guard. Rowan Benham, a senior. He'll be playing center today. Right guard next to Rowan will be number 25, Zach Hawley. Kaysen Dollinghouse, a junior, will be the tight end on the right side. Hayden Gravatt, a sophomore, he'll be in the backfield. Chase Van Winkle, a senior, will be a wide receiver. And the Eagles are led by Sloan Pelican, a senior quarterback. Head coach, Mitch Roberts.
As we said, a big day all around Nemaha County. A doubleheader coming your way here on Sunny 101.3. This first game up, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Anselmo Myrna Coyotes. Later this evening, a 6 o'clock kickoff, also here on Sunny. It'll be the Auburn Bulldogs hosting the Ogallala Indians. And excited about that one, Blaine. We're going to not only be on Sunny 101.3, we're going to be feeding News Radio 9:30 a.m. in Ogallala. And all the Indian fans are going to be listening to our broadcast also. Tommy Grafton will be joining me for that second broadcast. Now, I want to give everybody a little heads up. No, Randy can't be in two places at once. The way we got this thing worked out, this is a 3 o'clock kickoff. My best guess is this game should be wrapping up around 4:20, 4:25, somewhere in there. Or I'm sorry, 5:20, 5:25, which should give me time to drive 9 miles, get to Auburn, sit down next to Tommy Grafton, plug in the equipment, and get on the air with a 6 o'clock kickoff. If this one should happen to run long, my trusty partner here, Blaine Behrens, will be standing by, and he'll take you the rest of the way home at Johnson, and we'll make our way on over to Auburn for the second half. So, looking forward to that.
Yeah, we got this, Randy. What a fun night of football in Nemaha County.
Fantastic. All right, the coin toss was won by Johnson Brock. They have elected to defer their decision to the second half. The Coyotes want the football, so Johnson Brock will be kicking from our right to left, from north to south. And they do the kicking for the Eagles is Sloan Pelican. Back deep to return the kickoff. Let's see. We should have, according to Tice Porter on one side. Already got one change. They said Cooksley was going to be back there, but Porter's on the near side. On the far side, Josiah Griffith. So Porter and Griffith are the deep men. Several similarities between Quentin Myers, the quarterback for Anselmo Myrna, and Sloan Pelican for Johnson Brock. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Pelican set to come forward, and here is the kick. An end-over-ender with the win. Griffith is going to quarter, fields the ball at the 8. He's out to the 10, the 15. He's at the 20, hit and taken down at the 22-yard line. It'll be first and 10 from the Coyotes. They'll work from their own 22.
Nice open field tackle by Wyatt Fulton for the Eagles.
So, it'll be Coyotes football, first and 10 from the 22-yard line. Quentin Myers, a 210-pound senior, looks like a carbon copy of Johnson Brock's Sloan Pelican. Same stature, same size. They even wear the same jersey number.
Yes,
they both wear number 3 out here. Quentin Myers sits in a shotgun formation, 2 wide receivers to his left. He'll run to the left, now turns it up inside. He's across the 25, out near the 26 or 27-yard line. He'll be dropped there after a gain of 5.
And he runs like Sloan Pelican. That was a tough run up the middle, tackled by Gavin Perry and Leighton Behrens for the Eagles.
Gain of 5 on the carry, put the football at the 27-yard line, second down and 5 yards to go for the Anselmo Myrna Coyotes. Just underway here at Johnson, opening seconds of our playoff game. 8-man football, Coyotes football, hand off goes up the middle, the running back trying to run to the straight up the center, not a whole lot of running room as he's dropped. The ball carrier was Tyce Porter.
Looks like Perriott and Hayden Gravatt in on the stop for Johnson Brock.
Give Porter a gain of a yard on the carry. It'll bring up third down and 4 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now is at the 28-yard line. Third down and 4 for the Coyotes. They'll put 2 wide receivers to the right. Griffith sets in a slot to the right. Cooksley is the wide receiver. Shotgun formation. Quentin Myers with the snap. Rolling right. Dumps the ball out to the left sideline. The ball is caught and bobbled. He got it down in time to get out of bounds, Josiah Griffith, but I think he's short of the first down by about a yard.
Yeah, that was a good play, but he is just a little short, Randy.
Decision time early in the ball game here. It's fourth down and 1. You're at your own 31-yard line into a brisk north wind.
There we go.
Weather conditions very quickly. 42 degrees at kickoff. Winds out of the north-northwest at 19 miles an hour, making the feels-like temperature at 33 degrees. They're going to go for it on fourth and 1 from their own 31-yard line. Myers in the shotgun formation. Quarterback sneak up the middle. He's hit the line of scrimmage and stood up. If he got it, it's going to be on second effort. Very close. They may have to stop. Let's see when they spot the football. I think he's short.
They're going to have to measure. What a good stand by the Eagles D-line. Yep, they're going to measure.
He was stopped well short, and then to his credit, Quentin Myers gave a great second effort and tried to get off the pile and bounce off for that last foot or two. From where I'm standing, he's short the length of the football, but we'll see when they bring in the chains. This is a critical measurement early in the ballgame. Going into the wind, wind just blew the football away. Now, let's just hope that didn't screw up the measurement. They respot the football, and they moved it. Look at that. They moved the football. I think he's still short by half the length. Now they're finally going to put the chain down, and let's see. Oh, my goodness. They moved the ball there at the end. That last little shuffle, and was enough for a first down. Can you believe that? The wind blew the ball away. I'm just going to call what I saw happen. The wind blew the ball away, and when they spotted the ball back, they got a very, very favorable second spot, and it was enough to get the first down by about 2 inches.
Yeah, that was pretty unique out there, Randy.
That's quite a way to pick up a first down. I have to describe what I saw.
Yep.
That's what you saw. All right, first and 10 for the Coyotes. The ball now at the 32-yard line. Quentin Myers in the shotgun formation, running backs on either side. Hands the football off to Porter. Porter runs to the left, and he gets nowhere. They stop him right at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It'll bring up second down and 10.
Great contain by Zach Hawley with help from Isaac Brook for the Eagles.
Depending on how the rest of this drive goes and the rest of this game goes, that's going to be a spot they're going to talk about at Johnson uptown in the bar for a long, long time.
Right.
Especially those of you watching that on TV here on the stream. Second down and 10. The ball now between the 31 and 32-yard line. Myers has a single setback in the backfield next to him. High snap from center. Has to go up after it. He'll be hit and dropped for a loss back to the 30-yard line. And Quentin Myers had to make some pretty athletic moves just to go up and get that football.
Yeah, he was lucky to hang on to it. Leighton Behrens and Hayden Gravatt were right there to corral him in the backfield.
That center doubles as a basketball referee. He does a good job for the jump ball, putting that up in the air there. Man, that was a heart stopper for the Coyotes right now. Anselmo Myrna now facing third down and 12. at their own 30-yard line. Myers in the backfield is back to pass. He sets in the pocket. He's got time. Throws the ball out to the left side. The pass falls incomplete. It was intended for Owen Cantrell. Out across the 35, he dropped the football, and it'll bring up fourth down and 12 for the Coyotes.
And it worked out good. The fact that it's fourth down and 12 now, we don't have to talk about that wind blowing that ball quite so much yet.
I just love Coyotes. That Anselmo Myrna is just too many syllables for me here.
Yeah, why the Coyote?
Punting situation, in to punt the ball away is Quentin Myers. He'll stand at his own 20-yard line, gets a good snap from center, and gets the punt away. Ball is going to bounce in front of the return man. Nobody's going to touch it, and it's going to roll dead at the 25-yard line. That's where the Johnson Brock Eagles will start. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. 9:07 to play here in the first quarter. No score at Johnson, and now the Eagles with their first offensive possession. Kind of glad that that possession ended in a punt with that controversial first down mark a while ago.
Yep.
Here we go. First and 10 at the 25-yard line. Sloan Pelican is your quarterback. Wide to the left side, split out comes Chase Van Winkle. Set in the backfield is Hayden Gravatt, off to the left hip of Pelican. Pelican with the snap, he'll keep it himself and run right up the middle. He's got run to the 35, midfield to the 40. He's got a man to hit at the 30, and finally taken out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. All the way down to the 26 is where they'll mark it. Big play from scrimmage on the first play.
Yeah, nice run by Pelican. Good stiff arm to get some extra yards. Brought down and run out of bounds by Josiah Griffith.
From the 25 to the 26, any way you slice it, that's a 29-yard run. Here we go. Pelican on first and 10 takes a snap, gives it to Gravatt. He's got room. Off to the right side. He's inside the 25, down to about the 22-yard line. He'll have a gain of around 4 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 6 for the Eagles.
Oh, we're going hurry up. Here we go, Randy.
No huddle offense. Pelican has him set. Van Winkle split wide to the left, double tight end. Pelican runs the ball right up the middle. This time they're waiting for him. They'll get him inside the 20 at about the 19. It'll bring up third down and around 3 yards to go now for Johnson Brock.
Tackled by Cooksley for the Coyotes.
Put the ball at the 19-yard line, right between the hash marks. Johnson Brock moving from our right to left, from north to south this afternoon. A bright, sunny afternoon. Feels like temperatures, we said, 33 degrees with a 19-mile-an-hour northwest wind at the Eagles' back. Van Winkle splits wide to the right side. Isaac Brook comes wide to the left. Empty backfield for Sloan Pelican on third down and 3. Pelican calls his count. He has a snap, wants to throw the ball. Pelican pumps once, now he'll run with it. Turns it upfield, dives forward close to first down yardage. He's down near the 16, and he's going to be very close, maybe a half a yard short. It's going to bring up fourth down and very short yardage.
Good pursuit by Tate Fortin for the Coyotes. Otherwise, Sloan Pelican gets that first down with ease.
Watch the Eagles go after this one. Fourth down and 1 at the 16-yard line. Van Winkle goes wide right. Gravatt sets to the right side of Pelican. Sloan Pelican calling his count from the shotgun formation. On fourth and 1, takes a snap. He'll run it himself off the right side. Has the first down easily. Gets the ball to the 15-yard line with a yard to spare. It'll be first down and 10 for the Eagles.
All right, good run by Pelican. Brought down by Thornton again for the Coyotes. First down, Johnson Brock.
7:26 to play first quarter here at Johnson. No score in the ball game. The first of a football doubleheader coming your way this afternoon and this evening here on Sunny 101.3. Later tonight, Auburn taking on Ogallala. Pelican on first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Gravatt to his right. Wide receiver, Van Winkle to the right. Gives the ball to Gravatt. He'll run to the left side. Twisting, turning, fighting inside the 15, down to around the 12. He'll get a gain of about 3. It'll bring up second down and 7.
Tackled by Sofol for Coyotes.
That wind is blowing. We opened the window here to get a little better view, and you feel that real quickly.
I think that gust might be more like 25 right now.
Second down and 7. From the 12-yard line of the Coyotes, Pelican. This time, Gravatt sets to his left. Has the snap. He'll run left. Keeps it on the option inside the 10. At the 5 on his feet, he'll take it for the touchdown. A 12-yard touchdown carry for Sloan Pelican. Pelican carries it in on a 12-yard run, and how about that? He went in there standing up.
That's some good blocking up front on the left side. Sloan ran through a couple tackles and found that end zone.
So Pelican puts points up with 6 minutes and 32 seconds to play here. In the first quarter, Johnson Brock goes up on top 6-0. They'll come out and go for the 2-point conversion. Pelican, again with a cravat to his left. Van Winkle splits wide to the left. Tight end to the right side. Van Winkle goes in motion left to right. Pelican to throw the ball into the corner of the end zone. Dollinghouse is there for the two-point conversion. No flags. Johnson Brock goes on top. 8-0. 6:32 to play here in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu.
The two-point conversion. Johnson Brock goes on top, 8-0. 6 minutes, 32 seconds to play here in the first quarter at Johnson. So the Eagles on their first possession, I don't know, Blaine, they just kind of marched down the field with authority there, didn't they?
Kind of like Coach Roberts talked about early, just controlling that line of scrimmage and letting these guys run hard.
All right, now the coaching staff across the way for the Coyotes have got to be asking themselves, what are we going to do to stop that running game? They haven't even had to go to their attack weapon here with Van Winkle yet. All right, Pelican ready to kick the ball away. The wind blows it off the tee. That gives you an idea of the type of wind we're dealing with. They say it's a 19-mile-an-hour sustained wind. I think those wind gusts are much higher than that, the way it feels here coming through the window. Pelican ready to kick it forward again. Porter stands to the left side. Griffith on the far side, and the wind blew it off again. Now they're going to have to make one of the Eagles go down and hold the ball on the tee. The referee will ask him to do that. Coming in to do those duties will be Grady Behrens from way out there on the right side. So Behrens will hold the football. And again, Sloan Pelican, as he has done so many times this year, will put this thing right out of the stadium with the wind at his back. Watch this kick. This is going to be fun. Pelican's got a leg. He's got a cannon here. And boom, there it goes. The wind picks it up into the end zone, out of the end zone, into the parking lot, and across the high jump run.
Called it. That was a great kick.
Yeah, that was a big one. You knew that was going to happen. You put a 25-mile-an-hour wind behind that kid's leg, and he's going to kick it halfway back to Stella. And that's where it went. 6:32 to go in the first quarter. Your Johnson Brock Eagles have jumped out to an 8-0 lead now here in this Class D2 8-man playoff game. The Coyotes of Anselmo, Myrna, traveled 250 miles to get here. They come over the football, first and 10 at the 15-yard line. Quentin Myers is the quarterback. He has the snap. Myers runs the option, gives off to his running back, Tyce Porter, and Porter's going to be dropped for a loss on the play. They got him in the backfield for a loss of 2, maybe 3 yards.
Pelican and Hawley get into the backfield for the Eagles.
Early on in the ballgame, Johnson Brock is flat out winning the battle at the line of scrimmage, both offensively and defensively. They were in the backfield as quickly as the football was that time. And if this continues, it's going to be a long afternoon for the Coyotes.
I wouldn't be surprised to see Quentin, number 3, the quarterback for the Coyotes, keep the ball a little bit more in his hands.
Second down and 12 from the 13-yard line. Back to pass. Myers with the ball. Now he's going to run it. He spun, got away at the 10, back to the 15, still on his feet, out to the 17. We talked about similarities between Quentin Myers and Sloan Pelican. You saw it right there. The same running style, the same body build, the same... I mean, they could be twin brothers out there right now.
That was some amazing balance there by Quentin Myers to even just get back to the line of scrimmage.
Reminds you so much of watching Sloan Pelican for Johnson Brock, and we've watched him a lot over the last 4 years. What a fun ride this has been. Third down and 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 17-yard line. Quentin Myers is back to pass. Throws the ball over the middle of the pass. Dropped! In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Colin Cooksley. And I know what happened to Mr. Cooksley. He was hearing footsteps.
Yeah, Chase Van Winkle was right there for the Eagles.
Cooksley was aware that he was about to get hammered, and he dropped the football. Took his eyes off of it for just a moment. Looked like he had a completion. Punting situation. Caden Soffel will be in to punt it away. Soffel stands at his own 6-yard line on the right side hash mark. Back deep to return it is Van Winkle, I believe. Soffel's kick into the wind. The wind's going to hold it up. Fair catch is called for and made in Coyote territory at the 36-yard line. What a job there of getting under that football by Chase Van Winkle. That's hard to do, Blaine, when the wind's at your back and the ball's blowing away from you, and he was running into the arms of several would-be tacklers, called the fair catch and made it successfully. I can remember a few years when Nebraska couldn't pull that off.
Yeah, that was beautiful field position started here at the 36 of the Coyotes.
36-yard line, first and 10. Quarterback Sloan Pelican. Wide receiver Van Winkle splits wide to the left. Double tight end set. Single set back is Gravatt. Pelican calls his count, gives to Gravatt, runs off the right guard. He's got room at the 30, inside the 30, down near the 28-yard line. We're going to give him about 8 yards on the carry. It's going to bring up second down and 2 yards to go. And there again, Blaine Behrens, that offensive line is handling the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, good hole for Hayden to run through, brought down by Jaden Wells for the Coyotes.
Gain of 8 on the carry, second down and 2 yards to go. If you're just checking in, Johnson Brock on top here, 8-0, 4 minutes, 41 seconds to play in the first quarter at Johnson. Eagles move from right to left, from north to south. They're at the 28-yard line of the Coyotes. Pelican in the shotgun formation wants to throw the football. Sets up. Now he's got room to run. He's at the 30. Goes to his left, slips and goes down. They'll get him for a loss of a yard on the play. He wanted to throw it, and then I'm not sure if he thought maybe he was past the line of scrimmage, and they ended up getting him for the loss.
I think he just nailed it. He wasn't sure where he was at. Owen Cantrell and Wells there to stop for the Coyotes.
So now it brings up third down and about almost 3 yards to go. Splitting wide to the right goes Chase Van Winkle. Gravatt sets to Pelican's right in the backfield in the shotgun. The ends are set in tight. Pelican with the snap, he'll run it himself. Into the middle, fighting forward. He'll have the first down yardage and then more. He's inside the 25, down to the 24-yard line. It looks like Sloan Pelican is good for 3 to 4 yards whenever he wants it.
Yeah, that was some good push up front, and he just kept going. Wells in on the stop. Well,
why is that happening? Who's doing that?
Yeah, you bet. That front three for the Eagles, Leighton Behrens, Rowan Benham, and Zach Hawley doing their jobs.
All right, they come over the football. Benham, the center, leads them up there. On first and 10, the line of scrimmage at the 24-yard line. Sloan Pelican has the snap, gives to Gravatt. Gravatt bounces outside to the right, broke a tackle inside the 20, down near the 18-yard line. He'll get a gain of about 6 on that carry. I'm going to call it second down and 4 yards to go for the Eagles.
Yeah, another nice hole over on the right side. Tackle made by Soffel for the Coyotes.
High school football coming your way this afternoon from Johnson, Nebraska, here on Sunny 101.3. Sloan Pelican in the backfield on second down. We'll call it 4 yards to go. Pelican has the snap. He's back to pass. He sets. Pump fake once. Now pass complete to Van Winkle. Van Winkle at the 15. Makes a move. Oh, he made a nice move there. One of those Travis Kelce moves where you catch the ball, fake right, move left, and then take the ball upfield to the 11-yard line. It'll be first and 10 at the 11. That was sweet there by Chase Van Winkle.
Yeah, he's shifty. Good tackle, though, by Wells. First down, Johnson Brock.
He caught the football, folks, and then gave a head and shoulders fake to the right, came back to the left, and got upfield for an extra 3 yards. First and 10 at the 11-yard line. The ball on the left hash mark. Headed toward the south end zone. Sloan Pelican in the gun, takes the snap. Pelican's going to run it himself. He's at the 10. He's hit at the 5 and dropped at the 5-yard line. He'll have a gain of 6. It'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go. The football at the 5-yard line.
Tackled by Cantrell for the Coyotes. Good run by Pelican.
Let's see what the Eagles do here. They lead it 8-0. We're still playing in the first quarter. Second down and 4 from the 5. Pelican has the snap. Gives to Gravatt. He's going to go into the end zone standing up. There it is. A 5-yard touchdown run. Carried in by Hayden Gravatt on the carry for the touchdown. The score coming with a minute. Oh, look at that. The clock's still running. Uh-oh.
2:05.
Okay. 2:05 left to play here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock has gone up 14-0 now. They'll split a wide receiver, Van Winkle, wide to the right. Wide to the left is Isaac Brook. Brook goes in motion from left to right. Pelican wants to throw the football for the two-point conversion. Has Brook over in the corner of the end zone. It's complete. Johnson Brock goes up 16-0. We'll try it again. Take a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Scoring Drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Well, that Scoring Drive took six plays. It covered 36 yards. It was capped off with a five-yard touchdown run by Hayden Gravatt. Isaac Brook caught the two-point conversion pass. Johnson Brock goes on top 16-0 with 2:05 left to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. My name is Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Blaine Barron's alongside on as our statistician and color commentator. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for today's presentation of high school football, a doubleheader here on Sunny 101.3. Later tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs, a big one, as they take on Ogallala. Ready to come forward is Pelican to kick it away. Here's his kick, an end-over-ender. This one might be fielded. Nope, it goes into the end zone. What was I thinking? It only landed about 3 to 5 yards deep in the end zone this time, and they caught it before it got into the parking lot.
That's right where he wanted it.
Yeah. I mentioned what fun it's been to watch Sloan Pelican. I remember when the Fossenbarger kid got injured, Pelican got pushed into quarterback duties as a freshman, and man, did that bode well for him in preparing him for the rest of his high school football career here at Johnson Brock. Sloan Pelican has been fun to watch. He's just an all-around athlete. Whether you're playing basketball, throwing the ball, running the ball, kicking it, he does it all. Quentin Myers comes over the ball first and 10 at the 15-yard line for the Coyotes. Meyer wants to run it himself, and he's got some room. He's going to get 5-6 yards. He's out to around the 21-yard line. Do you see that, too? He's just so similar to Sloan Pelican.
Yeah, after he had a couple of eagles, he still got about 3 yards brought down by Perriott and Behrens.
And you don't usually carry Perriott and Behrens an extra 3 or 4 yards. That's a job if you're able to do that. What are you watching down there, buddy? You got the game on? Oh, look at this. Got a guy watching the game behind us. Technology here at its finest. All right, the football at the 21-yard line, second down and 4. Myers rolls to the right. Now he'll duck under and run it, and he'll be dropped after a short gain. He's got the ball out near the 22, maybe the 23-yard line. Still going to bring up third down and about 2 yards to go.
Big number 75, Gavin Perriott and Leighton Behrens again on the stop.
Johnson Brock on top, 16-0. A minute, 12 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Johnson. The Coyotes of Anselmo Myrna. Drove right through there this spring to go to my grandson's wedding up in South Dakota. We went up Highway 2 and went right past Myrna, right past the high school, in fact. It sets right along Highway 2 on the right side of the road. Looked over and took a peek at their football field. I always do when I go through those small towns. Third down and 2 from the 23-yard line. Quentin Myers in the shotgun has the snap, runs it himself. Starts to his right. They're going to stop him short of the first down. What defense. Man, there are no less than 3, maybe 4 tacklers there.
And I got to say it again. Leighton Behrens and Gavin Perriott led the way for Johnson Brock.
They are just manhandling the offensive linemen right now for the Coyotes. No match. They are winning that battle every time. And it's going to be 4th down and 1. The line of scrimmage is the 24-yard line. They're punting into the wind if they kick it. They're already trailing 16-0. Boy, if you don't pick it up here and you hand the ball over to Johnson Brock, they're just going to let time expire and end the quarter while they think about what they want to do. So we're going to step aside and take a 1-minute timeout. Johnson Brock up 16-0. We're back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for a fulfilling career to make a difference every day? Nemaha County Hospital has exciting opportunities waiting just for you. Join our team dedicated dedicated to excellence in patient care and community service. Whether you're a technician, nurse, or support staff, we are looking for passionate individuals to be a part of our Nemaha family. Visit our website to explore job openings and discover why we're not just a hospital, but a community that cares. Begin your journey today at NemahaCountyHospital.com/careers.
The Tri-State Region, Sunny 101.3.
Well, Coach Troy Gilligan and the Anselmo Myrna Coyotes have had the quarter break to think about what they want to do here. They're facing fourth down and one at their own 24-yard line. They're trailing 16-0. They're going to line up and go after this puppy. Wow, what a gamble. Here we go, fourth down and one from the 24, hands under center. Myers on the quarterback sneak. He'll get the first down easily. He gets the ball out to around the 28-yard line. That was a crucial play here for the Coyotes because they're down 16-0. They gambled and got the first down, but if they hand the ball back to Johnson Brock this deep in their own territory, this thing could get away from them in a hurry.
Yeah, that was well-executed quarterback sneak up the left side. Tackle made by Gravatt for the Eagles.
Quentin Myers makes me nervous. He's obviously the best athlete out there for the Coyotes. And,
he's tough.
Yeah, he puts his mind to it. He can move the ball. Myers has the snap, looks out to his right, overthrows his intended receiver. He was looking for Tyce Porter, 170-pound senior wide receiver out to the right, and just overthrew him a little bit. I'll tell you, this wind is a factor. It's out of the north. When I checked here, it said 19 miles an hour with gusts higher. Temperature 42 degrees at kickoff. The feels like is down to 33, but the nice part is it's under bright, sunshiny skies, not a cloud in the sky. Here we go, second down and 10. Fumble on the snap from center. Myers has to fall on the football. Back at the 24-yard line, he'll lose 4 yards on that snap, and that was a big break there for Johnson Brock.
Yeah, his knee was down, but Perriott was right there to make sure he wasn't going anywhere.
So they'll mark the football at the 24-yard line. Third down now and 14 yards to go, third and long. If they do have to punt the ball and Johnson Brock can get the stop here on third, they'll have the wind at their back this time. Wide receivers split wide out to the right. Also in a slot to the right, spread formation. Two receivers each side running right up the middle. With the football comes Myers. Myers is close to the first down, and he may have gotten it. Let's see. They're going to mark him about a yard short. Wow, he needed 14. He got 13. The ball is out to the 37-yard line. They went for it on fourth down a minute ago, so you're pretty well assured they're going to do it again. It's going to be fourth down and a yard to go from the 37.
Yeah, that was a good tough run with the stiff arm right there, just like Sloan Pelican, but he was brought down by Leighton Behrens and Zach Holley.
Fourth down and one at the 37-yard line. Myers hand under center, double tight end eye formation, quarterback sneak. He's got it. Spins forward, breaking tackles across the 40 into Eagle territory. Down to the 36-yard line goes Quentin Myers. Like I said, he scares me.
Yeah, he was, maybe 2 seconds away there from going to the end zone. Casey Dollenhouse.
Looked for all the world like they had him stopped after a gain of a yard or so, and then he broke out of that pile and spun forward. Yes.
He's tough.
Ball down now to the 36-yard line of Johnson Brock. It's on the right side hash mark, in from the west side. Coyotes go from north to south, right to left. Shotgun formation for Quentin Myers, two wide receivers to the right. They pitch it back to Myers. He wants to throw deep. He's got a receiver behind the coverage, and the ball tipped away nicely. Great defense by Grady Behrens, a sophomore.
Yeah, that was quite a little razzle-dazzle play and a good ball from Myers.
Behrens got up there and tipped that ball away. We'll check that. Go ahead.
And I think that was Dollenhouse.
All right, Dollenhouse. I'm sorry.
Yep, Dollenhouse.
My mistake.
32.
Kaysen, I apologize. Great defense. He jumped up and knocked that football away from the intended receiver. Boy, that was well thrown. Again, with the wind at the back of the quarterback, he's got an arm. But the ball falls incomplete, and it's second down and 10 yards to go at the 36-yard line. When I call the wrong kid, don't hesitate to correct me, my friend.
I gotcha.
All right. Myers in the shotgun formation. He's got the snap. Pressure coming. It's a screen pass. It's going to be dumped over the middle. Complete. A flag is thrown to the left sideline. Running with the football is Tyce Porter. And a flag is thrown back out near the 33-yard line. Have a feeling it's coming back.
Yep. I believe the left end maybe had a block in the back, but we'll see.
Got a flag down. The referee here is being called to the near sideline for the explanation. Oh, wait a minute. Is he pointing at Johnson Brock? No, they're going to bring it back. Illegal receiver downfield. That's what happened. The Coyotes got a lineman downfield. They'll bring it back. That was a big run, too.
Yeah, that was well executed other than the flag.
Yeah, they ran the screen pass there, dumped it to Tyce Porter, and Porter got to the left corner. He was inside the five when they took him out of bounds. But the penalty yardage is going to back it back into Coyote territory now at the 39-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go at the 39 for the Coyotes. They trail Johnson-Brock here 16-0. 9:27 to play in the first half at Johnson. Glad you joined us this afternoon. We know you had a choice, and we're so delighted that you chose Sunny 101.3 for your coverage of Johnson-Brock football. Quentin Myers in a shotgun formation is back to pass. He sets in the pocket, steps up, throws the ball over the middle. Pass is going to be intercepted. No flag. Coming to the right side is Dollinghouse. Across the 30, across the 35, out at the 37. There was a big collision. The receiver fell down. No flag is thrown. The coaching staff is livid across the way, but it looked to me like the receiver ran into the defender, and the Dollinghouse just kind of fought off the collision and intercepted the ball.
Yeah, Dollinghouse held his ground and made the catch.
In my totally unbiased opinion, I think they got it right.
I agree.
I really do. I mean, it was a proper call. Dollinghouse did a great job of catching that ball. Interception puts the football at the 37-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Johnson-Brock. Eagles come over the ball at their own 37. Sloan Pelican puts Van Winkle wide to the right. The ends are set in tight. Brook to the left, Dollinghouse to the right. Gravatt in the backfield. Hand the ball to Gravatt. He runs to the left side. Ooh, he's going to be hit and thrown back. Just back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. It's going to bring up second down and 10. And it looks like that Coyote defensive line is getting a little bit riled up here.
Yeah, nice play by Sofel and Thornton for the Coyotes.
Well, you had to wonder if the Johnson-Brock offensive linemen were going to be able to handle that defense the way they manhandled them in those first two drives, if they could do that all afternoon. That time, the Coyotes kind of stepped up there. Three down linemen for the Eagles, or for the Coyotes. Eagles over the football, two receivers to the right, spread formation. Pelican in the shotgun formation, calls his starting count. Brook comes in motion on the option, fake the pitch to Brook. Pelican keeps it and fights out to the 40-yard line near midfield. He'll have a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll bring up third down and 7 yards to go for Johnson-Brock.
Kay and Sofel with a really nice open field tackle wrapped up Sloan Pelican and brought him down.
Blaine, you get the feeling the yards aren't coming quite as easily here in the second quarter as they did on those first couple of drives.
Yes, I have that feeling.
Johnson-Brock now facing third down and 7. The ball at the midfield stripe, the 40-yard line on the right hash mark in from the east side. They move from south to north. Two receivers wide to the right. Quarterback Pelican has the snap. Pump fake once. Oh, he's got Van Winkle downfield between two defenders. There's a pass tipped away nicely. Good job defensively there by the Coyotes to knock that ball away from Chase Van Winkle.
Yeah, what a play by Owen Cantrell to knock it down. Otherwise, Van Winkle's probably going to catch it and maybe gets into the end zone.
Well, if the Coyotes did their homework at all, they have to be aware of that connection between Pelican and Chase Van Winkle, and frankly, they were ready for it.
Yeah, if I judge by that last play, they did do their homework.
Yeah, they had a double team on Van Winkle, and it was still a good ball. I mean, they had a chance to complete it when you consider he's thrown that thing into a 20-mile-an-hour headwind here. Pretty well-thrown football. All right, it's fourth down and 7 at the 40-yard line. Johnson-Brock's going to punt the football. Pelican will stand at his own 28-yard line to wait for the snap from center. Pelican will kick it into the wind. Still waiting for the snap. They're coming after him. Now there's movement, and that's going to cost Johnson-Brock an additional 5 yards. What happened there is the defensive linemen were jumping all around, and one of the Johnson-Brock linemen reacted to it and flinched just a little bit, and that'll be a 5-yard procedure penalty against the Eagles. Back the ball back to the 35-yard line, and they'll have to punt it again, this time on fourth down and 12. Pelican this time will stand at his own 23-yard line as he waits for the snap. Fourth down and 12. Has the snap. He'll get his kick away. A high kick into the wind. The return man runs under, fields the ball at the 18, and he's hit immediately. No place to go as the coverage was down there. Making the return was Tyce Porter, but they didn't let him get anywhere.
Yeah, Van Winkle with really good downfield coverage for the Eagles.
So he will be dropped. I guess they're going to mark it at the 20-yard line, and that's where the Coyotes will take over with the wind at their back.
I thought that was a little bit bold to make that catch there. Didn't even call for a fair catch.
Yeah.
The traffic that he had.
Kind of of danger. 7:32 to play here in the first half. Johnson Brock up 16-0. Myers is going to run the football. Oh, he's going to be hit and dropped. Man, they stood him up straight at the line of scrimmage, get him for a loss of 2 yards. Back to the 18-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 12.
Yeah, Zach Hawley, Austin Meyer, Gavin Perry, a whole bunch of Eagles in there doing their jobs.
You kind of feel the ebb and flow here between these linemen. It goes one way for a couple of snaps, and then Johnson Brock kind of fights back and says, no, we're not going to allow that. Loss of 2 on the play, second down, 12 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 18-yard line. Class D2, 8-man playoff, live this afternoon from Johnson, Nebraska. Quentin Myers, the snap, a high snap. He reaches up and gets it, pulls it down, runs to his right across the 20, out to the 21-yard line, a gain of 3, maybe 4 yards on the play. It'll bring up third down and still 8 yards to go for the Coyotes.
What an open field tackle by Austin Meyer for Johnson Brock.
For those of you listening in online at mscsports.net, folks listening in out of the Anselmo Myrna area, a big welcome to those listeners. No local radio here today from Anselmo Myrna, so we're glad to have you tuned in online. Third down and 8 at the 22-yard line for the Coyotes. A big third down play. Myers is back to pass. Looks over the middle. There's a receiver. The pass underthrown. Falls incomplete out near the 30, and now it's going to bring up fourth down and 8 yards to go at the 22-yard line, and it would appear with the wind at their back, the Coyotes are going to punt this puppy away and give it back to the Johnson Brock Eagles. All right, fourth down and 8 at the 22. The punter is Caden Soffel. Soffel stands at his own 10. Chase Van Winkle is the return man for Johnson Brock. Van Winkle runs under the football. He calls a fair catch at the 30, makes the fair catch, and Johnson Brock will begin this drive with excellent field position. They'll have the ball first and 10 at their own 30-yard line with 6:06 left to play in the first half. The Eagles on top 16-0 here at Johnson. Your thoughts so far here, Blaine?
Yeah, like you said, in the trenches, it's been kind of a tough battle. Both sides, the yards aren't coming too easily for either squad right now, Randy.
Well, Johnson Brock totally dominated the line of scrimmage on those first two series of downs. They just marched down the field and scored, like, matter-of-factly. But since then, not so much. First and 10, Eagles at their own 30-yard line. It's Pelican at quarterback. Hayden Gravatt sets to his left. Oh, there's somebody jumping across and making contact. That's probably going to be offsides on the defense here. They actually made contact with Lyman, and the guilty party now is pulled out of the game and has to go over and have a chat with the coach. What can you say other than don't do that, son?
Yep.
What an awful feeling. All right, first down and 5 now with the penalty yardage at the 35-yard line. Let's see what Pelican does this time. He's got a wide receiver, Van Winkle, to his left, to the west side. Has a snap, throws it out to Van Winkle. He's got a block. Dollinghouse got the block for him, and that got Van Winkle free for 7 yards into Coyote territory to the 38-yard line. Great job by Dollinghouse to come over open field block over there.
Yeah, you nailed it. He sealed his guy out there. Good tackle by Quentin Myers for the Coyotes.
Mark the football at the 38-yard line of the Coyotes. First down and 10 for Johnson Brock. Van Winkle split to the left. Ends are set in tight on both sides. Hand the ball up the middle. Hayden Gravatt at the 35, the 30. He's got a gain of 8 yards on the carry. It's going to bring up second down and 2.
Yep, the good run by Gravatt. Tackled by Cantrell for the Coyotes. Just about a first down.
Blaine, we've talked a lot about the line battle here in the offensive line. Right now, once again, Johnson Brock asserting themselves. Second down and 8 at the 30-yard line as Pelican puts Van Winkle to the near side on the right as a split-out receiver. Pelican looks downfield, wants to throw. He's going for Van Winkle down to the corner near the goal line. Lots of battling here and no flag. Van Winkle was being molested all the way down from the 10-yard line and no flag. Well, they let the one go earlier down here, and I guess they're not going to throw the flags out there. They're going to say they were just hand-checking and hand-fighting there, but, man, I'm telling you, Van Winkle was getting worked over.
Yeah, that was Josiah Griffith there, step for step with Chase Van Winkle.
Again, my opinion is totally unbiased, you know. Third down and 2 at the 30. Gonna run with the football. Upfield for first down yardage goes Sloan Pelican. He picks it up easily and puts the football down to the 26-yard line. And you can just see what Coach Mitch Roberts does here. They play around this way a little bit, and they play around that way a little bit, and then all of a sudden they need 3 or 4 yards, and okay, just give it to Sloan.
Yep, good hole up the middle. Sloan runs hard every time.
Offensive line doing the job. Rowan Benham, Zach Hawley, Leighton Behrens. And the ball now at the 26-yard line, first and 10, Johnson Brock. They lead it 16 to nothing. Sloan Pelican in the shotgun. He has the snap. Gives to Gravatt. Gravatt dances up the middle, spins inside the 20. Down near the 19-yard line goes Hayden Gravatt. Hayden, just a sophomore, Blaine. Only a sophomore.
Yeah, those are some shifty moves. He's a good little runner and tackle made by Cantrell for the Coyotes.
Plenty of time for Johnson Brock to do something here. 4 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the first half. The Eagles are up 16 to nothing, facing second down and two. The football between the 18 and 19-yard line. Pelican calling his cadence. He has the snap. He'll run it himself off to the right side. He'll get the first down and then some. He's to the 10, breaks it out to the left, the 5, and he'll take it for the touchdown. There's a flag on the play. We've got a flag thrown. He carried that ball in from 18 yards out, but let's see what this penalty's going to be. An 18-yard touchdown run for Sloan Pelican, but now they're talking over the flag. I don't like where it's thrown over here. Let's just see what they come up with.
Yeah, that's a weird spot. It's over kind of away from the initial direction of the play.
Yeah, it's nowhere near where anything was happening. It's over on the left sideline. They're having a long discussion about whether they've got a penalty or what took place. The white hat is conferring with his fellow zebras out there. And I say that in a loving way when I call them the zebras. They wear the black and white. They're going to pick it up, I think. Let's see. Yeah, there is no flag. It's a touchdown, and that will be, let's see, we were at the 17-yard line. I didn't think so.
Yeah, that's what we thought. We figured it was a quick play.
That's a 17-yard run by Pelican, his second rushing touchdown of the afternoon. This one coming with 3 minutes and 55, is that what that says?
Yep.
3 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll line up for the two-point conversion. Pelican sets in the shotgun, and now a flag is thrown. What happened here?
Too many men in the huddle.
Oh.
Got an extra guy out there for the Eagles.
Tried to slip a ninth. 1, 2, 3, yep. Well, okay. That makes this two-point conversion a little more of a challenge. They'll back the ball out to the 8-yard line now. And that kind of changes the playbook here a little bit as far as what you might want to do for a two-point conversion. Johnson Brock up right now, 22 to nothing. Do your math, Randy. Plays and yards on that one there.
6 plays, 50 yards.
50-yarder, okay. Now we'll go for the long two-point conversion with the ball at the 8-yard line. Pelican puts Gravatt in motion out to the left. Pelican wants to throw the football, now steps up, throws it into the end zone, and a pass goes through one receiver's hands and then almost into Isaac Brooks' hands. Falls incomplete, conversion fails, the score remains 22 to nothing. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are. To ensure this harvest season goes smoothly, their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scoring Drive Recap, once again presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That scoring drive for Johnson Brock took 6 plays to cover 50 yards. Sloan Pelican capped it off with a 17-yard touchdown run, his second rushing touchdown of the afternoon. The conversion pass fell incomplete, and Johnson Brock is now on top 22 to nothing with 3:55 left to play in the first half here at Johnson. Our presenting sponsor for this afternoon's presentation of high school sports is Bruna Implement Company, located in Humboldt, Nebraska, your Case IH dealer, with locations, 5 other locations in northeast Kansas. Sloan Pelican to kick it away for the Eagles, has it teed at the 30. Here's his kick. The ball is going to be fielded at the 5. Upfield with it comes Tyce Porter. Porter's out to the 20, the 25, the 30. And out across the 30, Tyce Porter returns the ball all the way out to the 33-yard line. Nice job on that return by Porter.
Good blocking, good field position for the Coyotes. Tackle made by Van Winkle for the Eagles.
I got my buddy Blaine Behrens here, your State Farm agent in Auburn. He comes over and spends some free time with us, helping with the color. And then he's mean enough that he hands me these little Baby Ruth candy bars and Twix candy bars, knowing full well there's no way I can eat one of those and chew on it during a broadcast. That's kind of a mean thing to do, but thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
We want to keep it going today, Randy.
First down and 10 at the 33. Hand the ball to the running back coming near the left side. He's going to be dropped right at the line of scrimmage. Absolutely nowhere to go there for Tyce Porter. They dropped him right at the line. No gain.
Pelican and Gravatt held their ground for the Eagles.
Isn't it a shame that we don't have any fun doing this, Wayne?
Yeah, this is awesome.
I wish you folks could see through the radio the smile on this man's face when he helps me with the statistician job here and the color commentary. Truly a pleasure to work with you, my friend.
This is a good time.
It really is. Second down, 10 yards to go for the Coyotes at the 33-yard line. Wide to the left comes Josiah Griffith now as a wide receiver. Two wide outs to the right. Tyce Porter sets in a slot to the right. Griffith goes in motion. Running with the football is Myers. He's got room. Midfield the 40. Spun inside the 35. He'll have first down yardage down to the 33-yard line.
How'd you like to tackle that boy, Randy? He is tough. Brooks and Gravatt bring him down, but what a run.
You know, trailing here 22-0 with 2:56 to go in the first half, this is probably a very, very crucial possession for the Coyotes. If they're able to go down here and score and get into the locker room with a feel-good score to get back within two scores, if they come up empty-handed here, pretty tall mountain to climb. Let's see what happens. On first and 10, Quentin Myers calls his cadence from the gun. He rolls to his right, pitches out to the trailing back who bobbles the football. It's loose on the turf. I'm not sure Johnson Brock didn't get on the football. Let's see. Yes, they did. Johnson Brock has the fumble recovery. Who's on the bottom of that?
Leighton Behrens.
Behrens comes up with it. You know, Tyce Porter was very casual about picking that up. The ball, it was almost like he was treating it as an incomplete pass.
I agree.
The ball got away from him. As he's running out to the right, it goes bouncing out, and instead of diving on it, he just kind of kept running after it casually. And Behrens said, I'll take it.
That worked out good for Johnson Brock. Here we go.
Oh, what a huge turnover. Johnson Brock's got time to do something with it, too. There's still almost 3 minutes to go here. 2:25, I guess it is, to go. In the first half, Johnson Brock up 22-0. They start first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Sloan Pelican is the quarterback on first down. Has the ball. He's back to pass. Sets up. Now he runs. Broke a tackle. Got away. Now wants to throw again. Looking downfield. Now he's going to run with it. He'll get the down. Oh, did he punish a defender? Sloan Pelican just knocked Josiah Griffith into next week.
Wow. Oh, my. That's all I'm going to say on that. Oh, my.
Josiah Griffith is a 140-pound junior, and he made the mistake of getting in front of Sloan Pelican near the first down marker. Not a good idea. Pelican punished the defender. He'll think twice about stepping in front of Sloan Pelican. First and 10. With the football, running is Isaac Brook at the 30. Brook's going to be taken down. He fumbles the football, but it's fallen on by Johnson Brock. Gravatt is there to get the recovery. Actually picked up an extra yard on the fumble, and it'll be at the 24-yard line first. And nope, it's short of the first down. Second down and about a yard to go with the 24. Going quickly with no huddle. Brook wide to the left, Van Winkle wide to the right. Pelican has the football. Gravatt over the middle. Going to throw deep for Van Winkle in the end zone. Touchdown! He got the football. Line of scrimmage was the 24.
Did he really catch that?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my. That was an amazing catch.
Yes, it was. There was a defender right there. He came up with the completion. That was complete to Chase Van Winkle. I don't know if you saw the NFL catch the other day where the guy held the football against the opposing team's helmet and pulled it in. This was similar. Van Winkle was hanging on to the football as it was behind the defender in the end zone, and he somehow wrestled it away for the touchdown. Now the try for the two-point conversion. Pelican calls his starting count. Man comes in motion. Looks back to the right. Throws a ball. Isaac Brook makes a reception. Complete to Brook. Isaac Brook catches it for the two-point conversion. Johnson Brock goes on top 30 to nothing. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
It's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring drive recap. That drive for the Eagles covered 45 yards, took just three plays, capped off with a 24-yard touchdown pass, Sloan Pelican to Chase Van Winkle with an outstanding catch in the end zone. The two-point conversion pass was complete to Isaac Brook, and Johnson Brock has opened up a 30-0 lead with 1:26 to play in the second quarter here in Johnson. Things are going well right now for the Eagles, Blaine.
Yeah, we were talking about momentum going to the Coyotes into halftime. Well, that quickly shifted right in the Eagles' favor.
That fumble recovery by Behrens over there at the 35-yard line was a backbreaker for the Coyotes. Now Pelican has a tee to the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Here it comes. Into the wind, a low bouncing kick grabbed by the up man at the 25. He's at the 30, across the 30, out to the 33-yard line. That Wells, I believe. I'll have to wait till he gets up off the ground here. No, check that. On the return, is that
Soful?
Soful? Yeah, Soful it was. Okay.
I like that theory. That kick was low. It bounced. Yeah. It could have easily came off of his shoulder pads.
Well, it's hard to kick into this brisk wind out of the north anyway. Now, let's see if the Eagles can hold on here for another less than 2 minutes at the 33-yard line, first and 10, Coyotes. And Selmo Myrna over the football. Quinton Myers is back to pass, rolling right. He's got some room. Now he wants to throw. He'll keep it and turn it upfield and be taken out of bounds after a gain of about 4 yards on the carry out to the 36-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 6.
Run out of bounds by Behrens and Gravatt for the Eagles.
Clock down to a minute 13 to play, I believe, here in the first half. Johnson Brock on top, 30-0. This afternoon, a bright, sunny, but brisk day here in Johnson. Later tonight, a 6 o'clock kickoff in Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs, the Ogallala Indians. You'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3. Yours truly will have the call. It's only 9 miles. Second down, 7 yards to go at the 36. Quinton Myers back to pass. Myers now runs with the football. Comes to his left. He's going to turn it upfield. Being chased and goes out of bounds right near the first down marker. I think he knew where he needed to go, and he should have first down yardage at the 37-yard line of the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Yeah, he's a smart player. He got right where he needed to go. First down.
The Eagles and the Coyotes doing battle this afternoon here in Johnson on the artificial turf. Somewhat of a unusual thing. Not a lot of 8-man fields, 40-yard, 80-yard fields that are played on artificial turf around the state. In fact, this is the only one I know of. First and 10 at the 37 of Johnson Brock. Here come the Coyotes. Quinton Myers has the snap. Myers throws out to his right. There's the receiver. Pass is going to be complete to Tice Porter. Porter's taken down near the first down yardage. They did not get out of bounds. The clock runs now. They stop it. And I believe he's got a first and 10. They'll move the markers. How much time we got left here?
42 seconds. That was a pretty well-executed little out route. Yeah. Picked up Pelican and Dellinghouse.
Johnson Brock would like to get to the locker room here with this lead that they've got. Timeout taken on the field. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles playoff football on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Behrens, back with you here at Johnson, Nebraska. 41 seconds to play In the first half of this football game, your Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Anselmo Myrna Coyotes 30-0. As we near the halftime intermission, the Coyotes have the football. They're facing first down and 10 at the Johnson Brock 27-yard line. The Eagles would love to get to the locker room with this 30-0 lead intact. They don't want to give up any momentum here to the Coyotes. Spread formation, two wide receivers to the right. Porter sets in a slot to the right. They throw the pass complete out to the right side. Making the reception is Colin Cooksley, and Cooksley quickly gets out of bounds after a gain of about 6 on the play. They'll mark the football near the 21-yard line, I think is where they'll put it down. Call it the 22, give them a gain of 5. So it'll bring up second down and 5. Clock is down to 35 seconds to go. On second down and 5, wide to the left side is Griffith. That's Owen Cantrell. In the slot to the right is Porter. Back to pass. Meyer throws it out to the right. Pass is going to be complete again. They kept him in bounds. Keeps the clock running. Cooksley made the reception. The clock continues to run. The ball is at the 15-yard line now. First down at 10 at the 15. The clock is down to 25 seconds. Timeout taken on the field. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to our Sunny 101.3 broadcast booth located high above the 39-yard line here in Johnson. 25 seconds left to play here in the first half. The line of scrimmage is at the 15-yard line. First down and 10 for the Coyotes. Johnson Brock up 30-0. Coyotes come over the football. Myers all alone in the backfield. He wants to throw. Sets back. Oh, he's got a receiver open. I don't think he saw the football coming. He had a receiver wide open in the corner of the end zone, and the ball went right past him with no effort whatsoever to catch the football. What happened, Blaine?
Probably should have been a touchdown, but I don't think he saw it, Randy.
I don't think the receiver saw the ball coming. And you know what? The sun's in the right spot. He wasn't looking into it. He had it at his back. He either wasn't expecting it or just flat out wasn't looking for it, but that was a sure touchdown.
Eagles dodged the bullet right
there.
Yeah,
the ball was well thrown, a sure touchdown, and the kid just didn't make an effort to catch it. Okay, confusion there. Second down and 10 to the 15-yard line. Here we go. Clock is down to 4 seconds? We only took a second? How can that be? All right, the ball at the 15-yard line on second and 10. Back to pass is Myers. Now Myers is scrambling, rolling to his right, looks back over the middle. Pass intercepted in the end zone. Johnson Brock comes up with Dollinghouse, I believe.
Yep, Dollinghouse with his second pick of the day.
Second interception of the afternoon for Kason Dollinghouse. Kason, the junior, made that interception in the end zone right at the pylon for the touchback, and that will preserve this 30-0 halftime lead. Clock is down to 15 seconds to go. The Eagles will get the ball at the 15-yard line. They'll probably just want to come out here, take a knee, and because you're going into the wind. You're up 30-0. Why do anything silly? Let's see what they do here. Quarterback Sloan Pelican, yep, they're going to just kind of go to a mini victory formation type thing. Pelican will take a knee and get that clock running. No timeout taken by the Coyotes. The clock will continue to run, and that should be the end of our first half. At the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Coyotes of Anselmo Myrna. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 30 and the Coyotes 0. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with our halftime scoring recap coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Here at Frontier Bank, we make our loan decisions right here at the bank. With us, you don't have to wait for approval from an out-of-town loan committee. When you apply for a loan, you want an answer, not the runaround. Frontier Bank is a community bank. What does that mean to you? When it comes to loans, it means service.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farmin' City Supply in Fall City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. Got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call. Come on in, Farmin' City Supply. We'll keep you cutting.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska. Randy Gatula, Blaine Barron's with you. It's halftime.
Our halftime show today, Randy, is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, a good first half this afternoon for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They lead it at halftime 30-0. Let's take a look at the scoring and how it occurred. At the 6:32 mark of the first quarter, Sloan Pelican carried the ball in on a quarterback keeper from 12 yards out. He capped a 7-play, 55-yard drive. Through the 2-point conversion pass was complete to Kason Dollinghouse. That put Johnson Brock up 8-0. At the 2:05 mark, still in the first quarter, Hayden Gravatt rushed the ball in. A 5-yard touchdown carry, 6-play, 36-yard drive. Isaac Brook caught the 2-point pass, and it was 16-0, Eagles on top. At the 3:55 mark in the second quarter, a 17-yard run by Sloan Pelican, his second rushing touchdown of the afternoon, capped off a 6-play, 50-yard drive. The conversion failed, and Johnson Brock led it 22-0. Then a huge interception by Kason Dollinghouse in the final minute of the first half ended resulting with a score by Pelican, throwing a 24-yard pass play to Chase Van Winkle. 3 plays, 45 yards, the 2-point conversion pass to Isaac Brook put Johnson Brock up 30-0, and then that pass interception by Dollinghouse preserved the 30-0 halftime lead. That's where we stand at the half. Johnson Brock leading Anselmo Myrna 30-0, our halftime score here in the Class D2 state playoffs. Don't forget, later this evening, the second half of our football doubleheader, the Auburn Bulldogs hosting a tough Ogallala Indian team. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff. Off here on Sunny, yours truly will be there. Tommy Grafton will join me for that broadcast, and we hope you'll stay with us here on Sunny 101.3 for that second ball game. Right now, we're going to take a 5-minute break here and send it back to Ray Penning at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We'll have 2 minutes of important sponsor information, a weather update for you, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. We hope you're enjoying this high school playoff action on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki with your weather for the tri-state area. A freeze warning begins at 10 p.m. tonight and continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. High of 47 this afternoon under sunny skies, north winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, 41. A dusting of snow Sunday. I'm meteorology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Johnson, Nebraska, where it's halftime. Your Johnson Brock Eagles are leading the Anselmo Myrna Coyotes. Your halftime score, Johnson Brock 30, Anselmo Myrna 0. Now, the winner of this game will advance to play the winner of the game that's being played tonight out in Dunning, Nebraska. That's the Nebraska City Lords Knights. They're on the road taking on Sand Hills Thetford. They play their football games in Dunning. I believe that's a 5 o'clock kickoff, either 4 or 5 o'clock. I know it was a late start after this, but that's who they will be facing, the winner of this one, the winner of that game. That will be next Friday. Should that be the Johnson Brock Eagles, I'll just go out on a limb right now and tell you a pretty good chance we'll be covering that one. Blaine's over here nodding his head. Yeah, yeah. You're available? You do anything Friday?
I'll be here.
Okay. We don't want to get the cart ahead of the horse here, but Johnson Brock is up 30 to nothing right now, and they appear to be on their way. I want to remind all of our listeners all around southeast Nebraska that Sunny 101.3 and KTNC are indeed your stations for local high school coverage, and never have we proved that more than what we're doing this afternoon and this evening. Right now, we're on the air here at Johnson with this D2 state playoff game. Johnson Brock up 30 to nothing. at 5 o'clock over on our sister station, KTMC. Lucas Freshel and Troy Nelson will be on the air. They are in Pawnee City, the Pawnee City Indians, hosting Sioux County. Somebody says, where is Sioux County? Well, it's about 537 miles northwest of Pawnee City. It's in Harrison, Nebraska, Sioux County. That is six-man football, a 5 o'clock kickoff, and that'll be live on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM, and, of course, crystal clear all around the world on MSCSports.net. Then we're not done yet. At 6 o'clock tonight, I'll be jumping in the pickup here as soon as we wrap this one up and heading to Auburn. The Auburn Bulldogs are hosting the Ogallala Indians. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff at Auburn. Kind of excited about that one. We're going to be carried on five platforms tonight.
Awesome.
Our Sunny 101.3 signal. Well, of course, our audio will be on Sunny 101.3. We'll also be on our website at msc sports.net. That's worldwide. In addition to that, we're feeding an audio feed to our friends at News Radio 930 AM in Ogallala, Nebraska. They're going to be carrying our broadcast for the Ogallala Indian fans. They'll also be up on iHeartRadio on the KOGA page with iHeartRadio. And to top it all off, if you're not happy with all that audio, we're going to be feeding the Auburn High School Strive TV video stream with a live audio feed. It will match up perfectly with the picture that you're watching on your computer. So, decide how you want to listen tonight. iHeartRadio, KOGA in Ogallala, Sunny 101.3 in Falls City, Auburn Strive TV, wherever you want it, we'll be there for you with live coverage of Bulldog football. And I tell you, Blaine, I'm looking forward to that one. Both of those teams are 7-2 going into that contest. Should be very competitive. We've got time to step aside for one more 60-second timeout. Then we'll be back with third quarter action after this one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This halftime show has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
And we certainly want to say a big thank you to our friends at Highland Community College for their continued support throughout the high school football season, sponsoring our halftime scoring recaps and our halftime shows. Also, a big thank you to our presenting sponsor for these playoff games, and that is Bruna Implement Company in Humboldt, Nebraska, your Case IH dealer, Bruna Implement Company, with locations in Northeast Kansas, five additional locations in addition to the one in Humboldt. Bruna Implement Company, the presenting sponsor for this presentation of high school football. Glad you tuned in to us for this coverage of both this game and the one coming up later this evening. If you don't know by now, my name is Randy Gatula. I'm your play-by-play announcer. Blaine Barron, seated alongside, he's my statistician and color commentator. Statistician, that's a big word for a football announcer.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm quite to that level, but
well, yeah.
Hey, I'll keep trying.
You've got numbers, and that's what it takes, as long as there are numbers involved. Those scoring drives for Johnson Brock, listen to this, Blaine. 7 plays, 55 yards. 6 plays, 36 yards. 6 plays, 50 yards. 3 plays, 45 yards. If you notice a trend there, it's taken fewer and fewer plays to get down the field. Johnson Brock appears to be in command right now, but this first possession is going to be pretty big. If you remember, Johnson Brock won the coin toss. They deferred to the second half, so they're going to get to receive this second half kickoff. They'll be moving from our left to right, from south to north, into the wind. Looks like Cooksley's going to be the kickoff man. He will tee the ball up at the 30-yard line. Who we got? Van Winkle on one side.
Gravatt on the other.
Gravatt on the far side. Okay. Van Winkle on the near, Gravatt on the far side. Cooksley ready to come forward. We're moving into third quarter action. Johnson Brock up 30-0 here on Sunny 101.3. Here's the kick. Looks like Van Winkle's going to chase it. He goes into the end zone, out of the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. And Johnson Brock will set up shop offensively, first and 10, at their own 15-yard line, moving left to right, south and north, into this north wind, gusting to more than 20 miles an hour. Temperature hasn't changed much. It was 42 at kickoff. Last time I checked, we were down to 41 degrees, so it's only dropped off 1 degree, but that feels like temperature with the wind blowing, hovering down around 33, and that's pretty darn close to the freezing mark there, isn't it? Here we go. First and 10. Johnson Brock from their own 15-yard line to start third quarter action. Chase Van Winkle splits wide to the right. Gravatt sets in a slot to the left. Quarterback Sloan Pelican in the shotgun formation. Gives to Gravatt. No fakes, a handoff, keeps it himself. He'll try to run it forward and get 2, maybe 3 yards out near the 18-yard line.
Yeah, that was a slick little ball fake, but didn't fool Tate Thornton for the Coyotes.
Well, the Anselmo Myrna Coyotes came in here with a record of 5-4, and of course I looked over to see how they'd done. The five teams that they defeated, only one of those had an above 500 season record. So here we go on second down and 7 from the 18-yard line. Pelican has a snap, pitches to Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt is out to the 20, the 25, got a block, across the 30 and taken out of bounds. First down yardage with about 4 yards to spare. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Brock at their own 29-yard line.
Really good blocking up front on the left side, especially by number 20, Chase Van Winkle for the Eagles.
Look around you here just for a minute, Blaine. Huge crowd across the way. This is what makes this my favorite part of the football season. The Johnson Brock faithful have turned out en masse. Pretty good following down here all the way from Anselmo Myrna down the north end also. Sloan Pelican on first and 10 from his own 29-yard line, sets in the shotgun with Gravatt to his right. Fakes to Gravatt, keeps it himself. Pelican just bulldozes forward. Oh, the ball popped out of there, and I think the Coyotes had the football. No, they're going to rule him down. Wow. Coyote fans were excited there for a minute, but no, they rule him down. They say he was on the ground before the ball came out. It'll stay with Johnson Brock at the 32-yard line.
They're talking about it yet, though, Randy. That was a big collision between Myers and Pelican.
Well, the man in the position to make the call came in and ruled that the ball was down. I don't know what the discussion's about. Yeah, it's Johnson Brock's football. This is the guy that makes that call. He had the view of it. Second down, 7 yards to go. Johnson Brock keeps the football. I'm not so sure. 32-yard line it is. Second down and 7. Pelican steps up under center. Taps him for a minute, maybe changing the play here a bit. Let's see what Pelican just did. Gives it to Gravatt. He's got some room. He fights out across the 35, out to the 37-yard line. Do you notice they're trying to tackle the football?
Right.
That's the strategy. They're going after the football. They did that a minute ago on Pelican. Now they're trying to do it to Gravatt. What's Hayden doing here? Throwing some extra equipment off the hand warmer that he wears around his waist.
Nice play by Wells for the Coyotes.
Third down and 2 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage is the 37-yard line of Johnson. Their own 37, ball on the left hash mark. They move from south to north here, from our left to right. Pelican puts Van Winkle wide to the left side. Sloan Pelican on third and 2 takes a snap. He's got first down easily at the 40. Down to the 36-yard line. He'll take it into Coyote territory. It'll be a first and 10. Johnson Brock at the 36 of the Coyotes.
Again, Wells on the stop with help from Sofol, but not before Pelican gets the first down for the Eagles.
30-0 here. Johnson Brock is Coyote hunting this afternoon as they lead the
good one.
Anselmo Myrna Coyotes. 30-0 here early in the third quarter at Johnson. That's Van Winkle, wide to the left. Pelican in the gun. Ends are set in tight. Peyton Grotrian is the end on the right. Hand off Gravatt in the middle. The sophomore spins free inside the 30. Dives down near the 26-yard line. He's very close to a first down here. He may have it. Let's see where they put the ball down. Nope, they're going to say about a half a yard short.
I like the game plan so far for the Eagles. Nice and easy ball control up the middle.
Oh, yeah, you're up 30-0. Just keep the clock running so Randy can go to Auburn and work the next game here without having to get a speeding ticket. ball at the 30. I shouldn't advertise. I'm headed in a hurry, should I? At the 37-yard line, Sloan Pelican on second down and a yard. 27-yard line, I'm sorry, takes a snap. He's back to pass. Wants to throw the ball now. He'll run with it. He's got room to get the first down easily. Crashes inside the 25. He'll be taken out of bounds at about the 24-yard line. It'll be a first and 10, Johnson Brock.
Run out of bounds by Sofel for the Coyotes. First down, Eagles.
For the first time this afternoon, they're playing down here in the northeast corner of the field where we're going to have to hang out the open window. And the wind comes blowing in on us so we can see what's going on. I really appreciate the spot we get here at Johnson. We're at the 39-yard line on the third floor of the press box. Feel like you're right on the field with the players. First down and 10, Johnson Brock. The football is at the 23-yard line. As Sloan Pelican calls his starting count, the senior signal caller has the football, gives to Gravatt. Gravatt fights this time down to the 20, and now a flag comes in as he's taken down at the 20-yard line, and I'm not sure. It's going to be a holding call, I think. You're going to go on Johnson Brock.
Yeah, that was kind of a late one, but I think you're right, Randy.
Holding is a call on the Eagles. Not a lot of penalty flags in this afternoon's contest. That flag thrown down near the 20-yard line, so that's going to negate that first down run by Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt, just what, 15 years old? Sophomore, probably?
16.
16, maybe tops. Can you read the time for me?
9:07.
9:07 to go here in the third quarter. 30-0. Your Johnson Brock Eagles on top. All right, it's going to be first down and 17 yards to go now. Sloan Pelican on first and long has the snap. Gives the ball to Isaac Brook. Brook comes around the right side. He battles his way down close to the 25-yard line. He'll get about 5 yards on the carry, but it's still going to bring up second down and 12, maybe 13 yards to go here.
Tackled by Thornton and Cantrell for the Coyotes.
Park the football just inside the 26-yard line of the Coyotes. But keep in mind, all of this is taking precious minutes off the clock for the Coyotes here as they trail 30-0 to your Johnson Brock Eagles. That's Isaac Brooks splitting wide to the left side of the field. Wide to the right comes Chase Van Winkle. Gravatt sets in a slot to the left. And the quarterback, Sloan Pelican, is in the gun. Pelican on 2nd and 13 has defenders jumping all over the place. Offside's the call. That's going to go on the Coyotes, and that'll be a 5-yard penalty. And suddenly 2nd and 13 is a much more manageable 2nd down and 8. Penalty yardage will mark the football down to the 21-yard line. 2nd down and 8 yards to go now for the Eagles. Keep in mind, they're going into this brisk north wind. It's gusting well over 20 miles an hour into their face here. Two receivers to the left, Gravatt in a slot to the left, Van Winkle splits to the right. The wide receiver left is Isaac Brook. Pelican has a snap. He'll run the ball, and a flag fly, and the whistle sounds before they even let the play unfold. That usually means your offense is in trouble. Procedure penalty against the Johnson Brock Eagles. So now, after a relatively error-free, penalty-free ball game, the penalty bug is starting to bite the Eagles here.
Yeah, basically in the last, three or four plays, we've had some miscues on both sides, really.
I shouldn't have said that,
yeah,
should I?
Yeah, that's all you, Randy.
The old sports announcer's jinx. 2nd down and 12 now. The football back out to the 26-yard line. Van Winkle splits to the left. Isaac Brook splits to the right. Gravatt sets in a slot to the right, just inside Isaac Brook. Empty backfield for Sloan Pelican. He takes a snap. Pelican acts like he wants to run, now throws back left. Gets it to Van Winkle. Oh, nice job defensively to get out there, and they got Van Winkle for a loss of a yard. He just could not get to the corner.
Yeah, Sofel did a really nice job of fighting off the block by Behrens and getting to Van Winkle in the Eagle backfield.
That was a great defensive play by Sofel out there for our Anselmo Myrna friends listening in. Mr. Sofel just made a super defensive play there for your team. 7 minutes. I'm having trouble reading that clock now. 7:15 to go. We're in the third quarter. It's 30-0, Johnson Brock. 3rd down and 13 now. From the 26-yard line, Pelican on 3rd and long puts trips to the right, spread formation. People jumping around again. No flag that time. Back to pass is Pelican. He's going to be caught and dropped. Caught from behind in another big defensive play by the Coyotes' Tyce Porter.
Yeah, what a play by Tyce Porter. Fought off the block and ran Pelican down from behind.
All of a sudden, this defense has kind of come to life here for the Coyotes. Big tackle by Tyce Porter, running him down from behind for a big loss on the play. And I tell you, we've been following Johnson Brock this season. You do not often see Sloan Pelican caught for a big loss like that. That's a rarity. Now the ball is back out to the 30-yard line. It's fourth down and 17 yards to go for the Eagles. They're going to line up leading 30 to nothing and go after this puppy. Fourth down and 17 from the 30. Trips to the left. Quarterback, now timeout taken on the field. Coach Mitch Roberts wants to talk it over, so we'll step aside. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles State Playoff Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Blaine Barons, back with you here in Johnson, Nebraska, the eight-man D2 playoffs. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading Anselmo Myrna up now 30 to nothing. Time down there, Blaine?
6:13, Randy.
6:13 to play in the third quarter. It's fourth down, 17 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 30-yard line, and it appears the Johnson Brock's going to go after this and not punt the football. Leading 30 to nothing. Pelican in a spread formation. Gravatt in motion left to right. Shotgun. Back to passes Pelican. He's got time. Over the middle. There's the receiver. Van Winkle makes the reception for the first down inside the 10-yard line. He caught that puppy between two defenders on the ground. And he caught that thing 6 inches off the ground.
What a catch.
That was
good coverage by the Coyotes, but what a catch.
That's the kind of stuff we used to see Ty Hahn do on this field right there.
Wow, that was awesome.
Great catch. First down and goal. That was a huge, huge play for Johnson Brock. On fourth down and extremely long, they complete the pass. Van Winkle puts the ball to the 9-yard line. It'll be first and goal. The Johnson Brock Eagles at the 9-yard line. Here they come. Spread set. Empty backfield for Pelican. Two receivers to the left. Van Winkle split wide to the right. Gravatt comes in motion left to right. Fake the handoff to Gravatt. Pelican runs right into the teeth of the defense. So a couple of tough yards. He battled down to about the 7. They're going to give him about 2 yards on the carry. It'll bring up second down and goal at the 7. Who got him?
Doss, I believe, coming off the field there, number 77.
180-pound sophomore, Drake Doss, there to get the tackle. Second down and goal. The ball at the 7-yard line is on the left hash mark. That's in from the west side here. Johnson Brock moving from south to north, down at the north end zone. Pelican on second and goal at the 7. Spread formation once again. He's all alone in the backfield. Brook to the left, Gravatt in a slot to the left, and Winkle split wide to the right. They're the wide receivers. Pelican has the snap. He sets up, pumps once, looking for Van Winkle in the end zone, and the pass is caught for the touchdown. He got it. Two defenders hanging on him, and he came down with the football with two defenders all over him. An incredible catch for Chase Van Winkle. It'll be a 7-yard touchdown pass. How about that? Can you get some time for me there?
4:51, Randy.
Okay, a score came with 4:51 to play here in the third quarter. Johnson Brock has extended that lead now to 36 to nothing. Now we'll line up and go for the two-point conversion. Gravatt sets to the right, double tight end formation. Handoff goes to Gravatt, and I don't think he got there. They stopped him a yard short. The conversion attempt fails, and the score now stands 36 to nothing. Johnson Brock on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That Scoring Drive, 13 plays on the drive, 65 yards, capped off by a 7-yard touchdown pass to Chase Van Winkle. The conversion attempt failed. Johnson Brock goes up 36-0 with 4:51 left to play in the third quarter here in Johnson.
All right, Randy, yeah, that was quite a drive. Killed some time off the clock, and here we go, kicking it into the wind, Pelican.
All right, ball is going to be teed up at the 30. The usual suspects are back to return it. The deep man on the far side is Tice Porter. On the near side, Josiah Griffin. Johnson Brock taking their time, having a team meeting around the campfire here, deciding what they're going to do on this one. Pelican kicking into the wind, comes up to the 30-yard line. The toe meets the ball, a low-driving kick into the wind. Bounces and picked up by the return man at the 10. That's Porter to the 15, the 20, the 25. He's at the 30, across the 30, out to the 33-yard line. And now a flag comes in late. Two flags thrown in. Well, after the play was over.
One was a little earlier, then I don't know where that last one
came. We got a combine
from.
Out back,
yeah,
here?
Yeah, we got a guy harvesting.
Right behind the
press box.
Yeah.
Just started. Got to get those bushels out.
Holding is a call on the Coyotes. Well, I've never had a combine quite that close to the press box when you can hear it that loud. Cutting the beans right here along the east sideline in Johnson. You know you're in small town Nebraska when the team comes over the huddle and the combine goes by in the background. Penalty yardage is going to back this football way down deep here. After a nice return by the Coyotes, they find themselves being penalized with the football marked back to the 17-yard line. That's where they'll begin the drive, first and 10. Owen Cantrell comes wide to the left, trips to the right. They're going to go with a spread formation and air it out here now, down as they are, 36.
Yeah, they kind of have to, don't they?
Yeah, Quentin Myers will come under center to take the snap with a spread formation. Throws a pass out to the right, complete out there. They've come up the right sideline, back to the line of scrimmage. That's about all, not much more. Caden Record, the sophomore, made the catch and then got dropped right at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Leighton Behrens was all over him, 0 yards.
That was an interesting set. Three wide receivers to the right, one wide to the left, and instead of being in the shotgun to throw it, Quentin Myers came up and went hands under center. I wasn't expecting that. All right, second down and 10 yards to go. Two receivers wide left. Owen Cantrell, the wide receiver, back to pass. Looking for Cantrell. The pass is complete. He's at the midfield stripe, the 40. He's at the 30, inside the 30, and taken down at the 28-yard line. Owen Cantrell, 155-pound senior, with a nice reception and a big gain on the play deep into Eagle territory. It'll be first and 10 Coyotes with the football marked out at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, we just said they got to air it out, and they did it. He got in the middle of three Eagles there and was able to make a nice play.
36-0. Johnson Brock on top. Give me the time there again.
3:36.
3:36 left to play in the third quarter here at Johnson. Eagles in command, but suddenly the Coyotes with some new life here offensively. At the 28-yard line, they have the football first and 10. Quentin Myers in the shotgun formation, two receivers to his left. He looks left, now he'll run with the football to his right. Here comes the defenders. They'll take him out of bounds near the 25-yard line. He'll get a gain of a couple, not much more than that.
Run
out
of bounds.
Yep, stops the clock.
Leighton Behrens and Casey Dollinghouse.
Second down, 8 yards to go coming up with the football marked at the 26-yard line now. If Johnson Brock goes on to win this, and they're up 36-0 now, next Friday they will face the winner of the Nebraska City Lords Sandhill-Stedford game. My understanding, if Sandhill-Stedford wins it, they would have to come to Johnson. If Nebraska City Lords wins it, Johnson would have to go to Nebraska City. Either way, Eagles are in pretty good shape, either at home or Nebraska City. None of this 300, 400, and 500 miles across the state business. Second down and 8 at the 26-yard line. Myers runs with the football, hit in the backfield by Behrens, and then help comes up to stop him for a short gain down near the 25-yard line is about all he got.
Yeah, there was some pretty big collisions in the middle of that line, Randy. Leighton Behrens again in on the mix with help from Pelican and Perriott.
So now the ball is marked at the 24-yard line. It'll be third down and about 6 yards to go. We'll call it third and 6 from the 24, the ball on the right hash mark. That's in from the west side of the field here at Johnson. as the Anselmo Murnikaios are moving from right to left, from north to south. Wide receivers, two, three of them split wide to the right. Tice Porter sets in a slot to the right side. Myers has the snap. He wants to throw the football. Here comes the pressure. Now Myers is scrambling, being chased. Reverses, rolls back the other direction. Leighton Behrens gives chase. He's got time. Now looking for a receiver. Now he's going to be tripped up, dives forward, and got the down. Kinery, mind you, Patrick Mahomes out there directing traffic, ran clear to the left side. Those of you that remember the Mike Brugier run years ago where he ran from one sideline clear to the other sideline and clear back to the other, that's what Quentin Myers did just now. And when he was all done, he picked up first down yardage at the 16.
Yeah, I thought Leighton was going to be able to bring him down, but he was just a little bit too short of getting it wrapped up here in the backfield.
Leighton Behrens just needed a few more RPMs, and he'd been there. First down and 10 to go at the 16-yard line. Quentin Myers with a snap, rolling right, looking downfield, dumps the ball over the middle. The pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. Good pressure, good coverage on the defender, on the receivers.
Yeah, the Eagles all did their jobs there.
That clock stops with the incompleted pass. What's we got?
45 seconds.
45 seconds left here in the third quarter. Remember, about an hour and a half from now, I'll be in Auburn with the Auburn Bulldogs and the Ogallala Indians. 11-man football, Class C1 playoff action. Looking forward to that one, too. Here we go. Second down and 10 at the 16-yard line. Quentin Myers. Double tight end set. He'll run with it right up the middle. Myers is going to be bulldozed and dropped. He stops short of the first down at the 10-yard line. That keeps the clock running. That might be it for this quarter unless they hurry up there.
Yeah, Leighton Behrens tripped him up, and then Chase Van Winkle finished him off. But good defensive line play overall for the Eagles.
Okay, it's going to be third down and 4 when we return for fourth quarter action. After three quarters of play, the Johnson Brock Eagles lead it 36-0. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Old man winter can be hard on your furnace. Do you have any strange noises coming from your furnace room? Don't worry. Stay warm this winter and call Casey Johnson at Johnson Heating and Cooling. They're licensed and insured, specializing in Train and Heil models. When you have furnace problems, don't chance it. Take care of it. Call Johnson Heating and Cooling at 660-442-6354 in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, and yes, I'll answer your question for our listeners out of the Anselmo, Myrna area. Stanley Gatula, yeah, he's my cousin. Lived out in Myrna most of his life, in fact. So yes, we are related. If you're hearing that last name and folks in Myrna, sounds familiar to you. My buddy Stanley, he was a cousin. Here we go, third down. The ball is at the 10-yard line is where they mark it. They'll come over the football. Quentin Myers has a snap. Into the middle. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, then fights forward for a yard or two. He's down near the 8, and that's going to bring up a fourth down here.
Yeah, good play by the Eagles. Interior line once again, Behrens, Perriott, and Pelican.
We certainly do appreciate the effort that the Anselmo Myrna listeners have put in to find us at mscsports.net. We hope you've been enjoying the broadcast. I know you're not pleased with that 36-0 score, but we're still happy to be able to describe the action to you this afternoon. Hear from Johnson, and we appreciate you joining us. Big fourth down play here. Fourth down and a long two. The line of scrimmage at the 8-yard line of Johnson Brock. On fourth down, Myers has the snap. Wants to throw. Pass complete out to the right side. First down yardage. Tice Porter got it inside the 5. It'll be first and goal at about the 3-yard line. Great job by Tice Porter to make the reception down here in the corner on the right side and get it down for first down yardage. The Coyotes of Anselmo Murda down here knocking at the door, trailing 36-0 with the football at the 3-yard line. They have it first and goal, trying to get into the north end zone here at Johnson Brock. And you can just kind of see a look of determination on the faces of these Johnson Brock defenders. They're not about to concede anything. First and goal at the 3. Let's see what Quentin Myers, the senior signal caller, can come up with. He's got Tyce Porter set to his right in the backfield as a running back. Myers will keep it himself. He's going to be hit and dropped. Maybe got a yard down to about the 2-yard line. It'll bring up second down and goal from the 2 now for the Coyotes.
Yeah, it looks like the D-line again, Perry and Barron's making the stop for the Eagles.
I believe that wind's picking up a little stronger than it was even before. I'm looking at the trees moving around over here. Pretty good breeze coming out of that north wind. Not much of a gain at all. They actually spot the football right back near the 3-yard line, so it's still second down and goal from the 3. Myers, in set in tight. The wind is coming up. Running backs on either side in the shotgun. Myers gives the ball off. Running to the right side, carrying the football. Nothing doing. Right at about the line of scrimmage again. And we'll see who the ball carrier was that time. It was when he gets up off field there, I believe.
21, Randy.
Okay, Josiah Griffith was your ball carrier. This time he got inside the 3 to about the 2, so it's third down and goal at the 2.
They're burning some clock.
Yeah, Johnson Brock's not giving up. They're not conceding anything. Hands under center this time. Quarterback sneak, and he won't get there. Well, wait a minute. Second effort. He spun off the pile. Still did not get in. And you're right. The clock continues to run here.
Oh, my.
The ball is down to the 1-yard line now. He was stopped at about the 2. Great second effort by Quentin Myers.
Here they go.
They're going to line up and go quickly. Fourth and goal. Now timeout taking Johnson Brock, so we'll step aside. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles football on Sunny 101.3.
Pelican's Meat Processing, 208 Main Street in Johnson, is a proud supporter of the Johnson Brock Eagles. Sends out this reminder about high school athletics. Win with character and lose with dignity, regardless of the team. Permit only positive sportsmanlike behavior to reflect on your school. Go Eagles!
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Anselmo Myrna had the ball first and goal at the 3-yard line. Three plays later, it's fourth and goal, and now the ball is at the 1-foot line. They did not quite get in. This Johnson Brock defensive line, they're kind of showing a little pride here, not wanting to, they want to keep that goose egg on the board. They lead it 36-0, just over 9 minutes left to play in this football game.
Yeah, this is going to be a big one right here, Randy. Here we go.
Well, you'd like to think, you'd have to think Quentin Myers is going to keep the ball. It's pretty hard to stop a team from gaining a foot. Let's see what they do. If he comes up under center this time, you're looking for a quarterback sneak. Yes, he will. Hands under center, Quentin Myers, fourth and goal from the 1-foot line. Myers looks over the defensive set, calls his starting count. Quarterback sneak, they hit him, he spins off, and hey, yes, he got, wait a minute, the ball popped out.
Oh.
No, they're going to give him the touchdown. They're going to give him the touchdown. They say he broke the plane.
He must have reached right across.
Give me a time there.
8:57 on the clock.
All
Randy.
Right, so with 8 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter, it'll be a 1-yard touchdown run by Quentin Myers for the first score of the afternoon for the Coyotes. Now they're deciding what to do here on the 2-point conversion. 8:57, just under 9 minutes to go. They broke into the scoring here. That was, I believe, a 14 or 15 play drive.
14 plays.
Myers takes a snap, wants to throw for the 2-point conversion. Rolls right, throws the ball over the middle. The pass, is it caught? Yes, it is. Who got the reception? 30.
Cooksley
on the reception. Makes our score 38-6. We're back 36-8. I'm sorry. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. We appreciate Farm Bureau Financial Services for presenting these scoring drive recaps. That drive for the Coyotes took 14 plays to cover 63 yards, capped off with a one-yard touchdown carry by Quentin Myers, the quarterback, on a quarterback sneak. Look at that. They lined up backwards. And the pass for the two-point conversion was complete to Cooksley. Colin Cooksley made the catch, makes it 36-8 with 8 minutes and 57 seconds to play in the football game. And we're laughing because these teams lined up backwards.
Well, I'm wondering if they did it on purpose because they had the wind behind their back if they were going to kick it from the wrong way.
That's funny. Both teams fell for it, though. One lined up wrong and the other lined up across from him. What would have been funny is if the ref hadn't caught that.
Yeah.
I did, honestly, one time, I don't know how this, I remember these things, I saw that happen at Plasmouth years ago, where the teams came out, but it was to start the second half. They came out to start the second half, lined up, and actually kicked it off from the wrong direction. Now we're holding a discussion here.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to figure out if indeed we are going the right
way. The hands team just checked in for Johnson Brock in case of an onside here. They just had a complete turn of turnover of the lineup here in case they're trying an onsider. 8:57 to go in the ball game. 36-8 your score. Ready for the kick. Not a lot of kickoffs that we've seen here handling the kickoff. It's Colin Cooksley. Yes, it is an onsider. Oh, and diving on it. Good job by Behrens. The ball did not go the required 10 yards, and Behrens was going to stay off of it, but then realizing what if it does, so he dove on it after it only went 9 yards, and the bottom line is here, Leighton Behrens played that perfectly. He fell on the ball at the 39-yard line, and Johnson Brock, now with a 36-8 lead, takes over first and 10 in Coyote territory at the 39-yard line. 8:57 left to play in the football game. Quarterback Sloan Pelican puts a wide receiver to the right. He takes a snap, hands the ball straight up the middle to Hayden Gravatt, and Hayden with running room crashes inside the 35 down to about the 33-yard line. And all Johnson Brock wants to do now is just grind it out, keep the clock running, put this thing away, and get ready for next week's opponent.
Yeah, we'll see. They should keep it on the ground for the most part. Nice tackle by Cantrell and Griffith.
Johnson Brock fans, I'll be getting updates on those scores from Nebraska City Lords and Sandhills Thedford. I'll put those on the air during the Auburn broadcast later this evening. Pelican on second down and 4. Here they come on the blitz. Shows the ball. Pass complete to Van Winkle. First down yardage inside the 30, the 25, the 20. Down near the 15 and taken out of bounds near the 15-yard line. They ran a blitz and came in after Sloan Pelican. He saw it coming. Dumped the ball off quickly out to the right side to Van Winkle. And Van Winkle advances the ball all the way to the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Johnson Brock.
Yeah, you nailed that. They did. They came up the middle and almost got to Pelican, but he got rid of the ball in time. And it worked out good for the Eagles.
Well, Pelican saw that coming. He knew he had to get rid of the ball quickly, and he's a smart football player back there. Dumped it off out to the right side to Van Winkle. It's first and 10 at the 15-yard line. Pelican has Gravatt next to him. Go ahead.
Looks like we got the second string in tonight, Randy.
Okay, that's Fulton in at quarterback.
Yep,
he's got the snap. Turns, gives the ball off. The running back carrying the football is going to be Ben Perriott. And Perriott's going to be wrapped up and dropped for a loss on the play. So Johnson Brock, up 36-8 here, inside in 9 minutes, has decided to put the twos out there on offense. We've seen this enough now that we don't really need the spotting chart. Wyatt Fulton is the freshman quarterback. Running at the running back is Ben Perriott. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
Perriott is the running back.
Keegan Weiss is out to the right, along with Austin Meyer.
Okay. So your quarterback now, Wyatt Fulton, a freshman, sets in the shotgun formation with Ben Perriott set on his right. Keegan Vice, the wide receiver, wide to the right, double tight end set. Fulton has the snap. He'll run it himself. Runs off to the right side. He's got some room. Fulton gets about 4 yards. Vice is way down near the 15-yard line. And again, all Johnson Brock wants to do here is just keep this clock running. Take a look at that time for me again. I'm having a hard time.
7:05 to go. 7:05 and counting. Tackle made by Cooksley for the Coyotes.
Just 7:05 left to play here in Johnson. Football at the 15-yard line. Third down and 10 yards to go for the Eagles. The second teamer's in there now. Here's these kids for the second week in a row, all these underclassmen getting a chance to play in a playoff football game. How about that? Quarterback Wyatt Fulton in the gun on 3rd and 10, has the snap, gives to Perriott. Perriott's got a little bit of room. He's got the ball inside the 15, down to the 13. I don't see any sign of any subs in there defensively, though, for the Coyotes.
Right.
They're down 36-8, and they're still running their first-string defense in there, even though Johnson Brock has gone to all the twos in there offensively.
That was senior Tice Porter in on the stop for Anselmo Myrna.
Going to bring up 4th down and 7 yards to go with the football marked at the 12-yard line. They need to get it down to the 5 for a first down. 4th down play coming up. Clock continues to run. Wyatt Fulton in the shotgun formation. Keegan Vice splits wide out to the left side of the field. Ben Perry at the running back set to Fulton's left hip. Waiting for the snap. Now there's movement. Defense jumped off. I think that's going to be a 5-yard penalty on the Coyotes. Yes, it is. They jumped across, made contact with the defensive line. And now that 4th down play becomes much more manageable as the football has moved down to the 7-yard line. Well, I have to agree with what Mitch Roberts is doing here. He's getting his twos some experience. And why run a risk of a sprained ankle or something among your main players? 4th down and 2. Let's see if they can pick it up here. Wyatt Fulton on 4th and 2, waiting for the play clock to run down as far as it possibly can before he snaps the football. Waiting for that back judge to indicate there's 5 seconds to go here. Now takes the snap. He'll run it himself, and a flag is thrown. Procedure penalty is going to go against Johnson Brock. Unfortunate. A first down here would have pretty much... Well, I guess there's still 5 minutes or something to go here.
5:21.
A first down there would have sure eaten up a lot more clock. Second team offense for Johnson Brock. First team defense still in for the Coyotes of Anselmo Myrna. Anselmo Myrna came in here 5-4 on the year. Looks like they're going to finish the season at even 500. But they got to go on a nice trip to eastern Nebraska. I just can't believe those kids from Harrison, Nebraska, Sioux County, 537 miles to come to Pawnee City tonight. Wow. Here we go. 4th down and 7 now. The ball back out at the 13-yard line. Wyatt Fulton calls his count. He has a snap. He wants to throw the football. Complete to Ben Perriott. 1-on-1. Perriott fights his way down to the 10-yard line. He'll be short of the first down, but that was a well-executed play by the second team offense there. Perriott actually got the ball just inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be a turnover on downs, but the point is they back the Coyotes down inside the 10 where they'll start this drive.
Yeah, and they worked the clock down nicely. It's a good tackle there by Cantrell for the Coyotes.
Give me a time there again.
4:46.
All right. Well, the Coyotes have 4 minutes, 46 seconds left with which to work. They're going to have the football 1st and 10, working from just inside their own 10-yard line. We'll see Quentin Myers at quarterback. They want to come down here for a little pride and put some points up. Myers is the quarterback, all starting offense in there right now. Myers calls his starting count, gives off to the running back. They'll run straight into the line. That keeps the clock moving. They carry the ball out to the 15-yard line, a gain of 5 on the carry.
Tackled by Everett and Robert Gravatt.
Tice Porter, I think, was your ball carrier, and they'll mark the football. Actually, out right to the 15, give them a gain of 5. 2nd down and 5 yards to go now. Clock continues to run. They come over the football, 2nd down and 5 from the 15-yard line. Quentin Myers will run it himself. He runs off to the right side. He'll be hit, driven back, stopped short of the first down, I believe, at about the 18-yard line. All of this continues to take time off the clock.
Maverick Piper and Chris Melvin get in on the stop for the Eagles.
Johnson Brock on top, 36-8. I think I asked you this earlier here, Blaine Behrens, but you doing anything next Friday?
I'm going to hang out with you if that's all right.
Let's plan on it. Sounds like a plan, my friend. Third down and one, a football at the 18-yard line. Quentin Myers on third and one in the gun. Turns, gives the ball to the running back. Running out to the left side is Tyce Porter. Porter picks up the first down. He fights his way across the 20. Out near the 22-yard line, it'll be a first and 10 for the Coyotes of Anselmo Myrna.
Tackled by, I believe, Peyton Grotrin. Nope, Keegan Vice, excuse me, number 21, Keegan Vice.
I believe the trip for Anselmo Myrna, somewhere around 250, 260 miles. Nothing like what Sioux County had to do. Quentin Myers on first and 10 at the 28. He'll keep it himself and run out to the left. He's out to the 30-yard line. Have a nice gain there of about 7, maybe even 8 yards. They'll mark it at the 31, and it'll bring up second down and 2 now for the Coyotes.
Three Eagles in on that stop, and all three are kind of getting up going, he's kind of tough to tackle. Robert Gravatt, Austin Meyer, and Grady Behrens.
So now the football is marked just across the 31-yard line. It's on the right side hash mark, in from the east side here. And Anselmo Myrna moving left to right, south to north. Second down and 2. Quentin Myers is back to pass. Oh, he's got a receiver behind the coverage. Pass is complete down near the 30-yard line, making the reception Owen Cantrell. And Cantrell is taken out of bounds at the 30. It'll be first and 10 for the Coyotes at the 30-yard line of the Johnson Brock Eagles.
Yeah, that was kind of a well-executed play for the Coyotes right there.
Owen Cantrell, 155-pound senior. Quentin Myers, a senior at 210. Seniors recognizing by now they're playing in their final high school football contest. You got to smile for them a little bit when they make a completion. Quentin Myers has a snap. Gives the ball off, running around to the right side on the carry. I think carrying the football is Sofel. And Sofel is taken down at the 25-yard line after a gain of 5. It'll bring up second down at 5, and the clock continues to run. Give
nice.
Me a check on
it. Nice tackle by Austin Meyer. We have 2:18 and counting, Randy.
Time running down on this drive for the Coyotes. They'd like to punch another one in. 36-8, the outcome of the game no longer in question here, but for pride, the Coyotes would like to get in. Johnson Brock would like to get a stop. Let's see what Quentin Myers does here. Maybe calling an audible this time on second and 5. Has a snap. Now a flag is thrown, and this is going to be a procedure penalty, I think, on the Coyotes. Yes, it is. That'll cost them 5 yards. A lot of help on the officiating from the near sideline here below it. That's what I love about being here. We're right above the players. We're only 10 yards off the sideline. You can almost listen into the huddle down here and hear what's going on. It's that close. What a great afternoon for a football game in Johnson, Nebraska. Bright sunshine, a little bit on the nippy side, but boy, that didn't stop the fans from turning out. Look at that crowd across the way. Second down. And 10 to go. Back to pass is Myers. Myers rolling right. He's going to look downfield. There's the receiver. And the pass deflected away. Falls incomplete. Great job defensively getting in front of the receiver down there was Grady Behrens. Behrens just got right in front of him. Put the hands up. The butt of the ball away and it falls incomplete. They'll bring it back out to the 30. And it'll be third down and 10. You can tell that this Johnson defense does not want to give up a score here.
Yeah, they're still working.
They know
there.
The game's over, but they're still playing for pride here. Quentin Myers has the snap. Throws the ball pass complete out to the left side, making the reception. Running up the left sideline with the ball is Sofel. Sofel will have first down yardage. Let's see where they say he's finally knocked out. It's going to be inside the 20. Around the 19-yard line, we got to be near the 2-minute mark here, aren't we?
Runner out of bounds by Grady Behrens. Yeah, we are at 1:29 and counting, Randy.
Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete scoring recap of the game and how it went this afternoon. First down and 10 at the 19-yard line, Quentin Myers. At the 19 of Johnson Brock, he's back to pass. Myers throwing down near the end zone. Sofel makes the reception. He's taken out of bounds inside the 5 at about the 3-yard line in the combine. Cutting beans goes by right behind the press box during the football game. Couldn't get any closer to the field if he possibly tried. How about that? All right, we can hear ourselves think because of the combine running. I imagine we got some folks in the combines listening this afternoon. Be safe out there in that harvest. First and goal at the 3-yard line for the Coyotes. Quentin Myers takes a snap. He's running to the left. He's hit. And did he get there? I don't think so. They stopped him at about the 1-yard line, and the clock continues to run. It'll be second and goal at the 1. Quentin Myers wanted that one badly.
Right at 1 minute, Randy.
1 minute to play. Anselmo Myrna trying to punch one in. The ball is at the 1-foot line. This is where they scored from last time. Johnson Brock's coaching staff yelling frantically. You'd think the game was on the line here, wouldn't you? Second and goal at the 1-yard line. Quentin Myers in the shotgun. He wants to throw. Myers now throws it into the end zone. Pass complete for the touchdown. Sofol makes the reception, and it'll be a 1-yard touchdown pass. From 1 yard out, it went complete to Sofol as he makes the reception in the end zone, and the score now goes 36-14. Give me some time there.
36 seconds.
Only 36 seconds left to play in the ball game. And that was Quentin Myers with a pass to Sofol for the touchdown. Okay, they'll line up to go for the 2-point conversion here. Myers is your quarterback. Double tight end set. High snap, bobbles the ball, it's loose. Barons falls on it, conversion fails, and the score remains 36-14. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
You will always feel welcome at Brinkman's in Tecumseh, your authorized Chevrolet and Buick store. Brinkman's has been making customers happy since 1965. Brinkman's is committed to delivering exceptional service from the minute you enter their showroom. Brinkman's has a large showroom, so the outside weather doesn't matter. Shop over a dozen new cars and trucks, whether it's hot or cold. The temperature is always right inside the Brinkman's showroom. For your next car or truck, head to Brinkman's on the square in Tecumseh.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, it's time for one more scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. That drive took 10 plays. It covered 71 yards, capped off with a 1-yard touchdown pass complete from Myers to Caden Sofol. The conversion attempt failed, and the score now goes 36-14. Johnson Brock on top with 36 seconds left to play in the ball game. We'll have another onside kick here. I'm certain they'd like to get the ball back. The hands team is in right now for Johnson Brock. Here comes the onsider. Oh, no, they're going to do a little squid kick here. Kick it a little deeper. Johnson Brock goes back and gets on it. Good job covering up the football back there by Justin Meyer, a freshman. Justin says, I'll play my role here and fall on the football.
He did good. Heads up play there by Meyer. 34 seconds remaining on the clock, Randy.
So Johnson Brock should be able to come out here and take a knee and wrap this thing up. 36-14. We want to alert our board operator back at the producer engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We're just going to go right into our post-game scoring recap at the end of the game without the break so we can get on the road and head over to Auburn for our next broadcast. Wyatt Fulton is in at quarterback. He takes a snap. He'll take a knee. That will run the clock. And that should be the end of the ball game. They shouldn't have to snap it again unless somebody takes a timeout here. What do you got on the clock?
20.
Yeah, clock will run out. Nobody has to snap the ball again. That's going to be your ball game, and we're going to move right now to our post-game scoring recap. The Johnson Brock Eagles opened up a 30-0 lead at halftime. They came out with 4:51 to go in the third quarter through a 7-yard touchdown pass from Sloan Bacon to Chase Van Winkle. That was a 13-play, 65-yard drive, and Johnson Brock was up 36-0. Couple of late fourth-quarter touchdowns by the Coyotes, 8:57 to go in the fourth quarter. Quentin Myers ran in from 1 yard out. The conversion pass was complete to Cooksley, made it 36-8, and then with just 36 seconds to play in the ball game, a 1-yard touchdown pass from Myers to Caden Sofol capped a 10-play, 71-yard drive. The conversion failed, and the game ends 36-14, your final score. With the win, Johnson Brock advances to the next round of the 8-man playoffs. They will face either Nebraska City Lords at Nebraska City or Sand Hill Thetford here at Johnson. That'll be next Friday. You'll be here, right?
I'll see you there.
All right. Blaine Behrens and I will be on hand next Friday as Johnson Brock advances to the next round. We're going to wrap it up here quickly. I'm going to get on the road, and we hope you'll join us for Auburn Bulldog football. It'll be kicking off in about an hour. Our pregame show begins at 5:40, kickoff at 6 o'clock. It'll be the Auburn Bulldogs, the Ogallala Indians. So that about wraps it up for the first half of our football doubleheader. For Blaine Behrens here in Johnson, and for Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score this afternoon. The Johnson Brock Eagles, 36, and the Anselmo Murnau Coyotes, 14. Good afternoon, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Nebraska high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Fall City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
In Nemaha County, Nebraska, it's comforting to know there's a healthcare partner that we can rely on, Nemaha County Hospital. With a legacy of excellence, Nemaha County Hospital is our trusted source for top quality healthcare services. Their dedicated team of medical professionals are committed to our well-being. From routine checkups to cutting-edge treatments, they offer a wide range of medical services right here in our own community. Visit their website at nemahacountyhospital.com to learn more about the services they offer. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Here at Frontier Bank, we believe in keeping things local. When you shop in your community, everyone wins. You get friendly personal service from someone you know and trust. As a result, a part of every dollar you spend locally is used to finance our schools and to provide police and fire protection. Shop in our community. We sincerely appreciate it.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
I perform for our high school choir director, who taught me to breathe from the diaphragm and sing from the heart.
Speech, debate, theater, music. The performing arts teach valuable life lessons that typically aren't taught in the classroom. They help high school students learn leadership skills that prepare them to enjoy more satisfying, productive lives.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Who will you perform for?
This message presented by the Nebraska School Activities Association and the high school in your community.